and all of that. The only way you know that is through testing. And I know in the final weeks of the school year, there was a lot of testing, MAPS. Testing and other standardized tests. What do we know about the outcome of those?
They still haven't come out, and they won't come out probably till mid-September, probably. We used to get them all the way till October, and I used to yell and scream about it because we live in the 21st century. It should be data on the spot. You should be able to type it in, and it should spit out that number, and we should have no problem. And evidently, we keep on having problems just like we do voting.
What, though, do we know about grades? Because grades have come out. We know what the grades are. Did we flunk a lot of kids?
Yeah, we had a problem with graduating kids. And on the average, when I talked to a couple principals today, he lost about, they call it unsuccessful transfers when he goes to graduation. That means kids that left the school, went to a different place, went to a different country, didn't show up, and his average was, their average was about 15. And this was in an influential neighborhood. So just to see in the economically challenged high schools, I would say we're at about 20% of our kids didn't graduate this year, which is a lot out of the number that you're looking at, out of the 320,000 children, or 305, sorry, Kevin, that go to the Clark County School District.
Wow. But 20% did not graduate?
Yep, that's what they're figuring right now. 20% didn't graduate, which is a big number. Out of the 49, I think there was, it's 49 high schools we have in the Clark County School District, 49.
Wow, that is stunning. Can you stay with us another 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, if you want, I would love to.
Only because I know your mom would be disappointed if we sent you away. His mom.
Say hi to my mom. My mom is amazing.
His mom listens all the time when she knows her son's going to be on. Kevin Child joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30 on a Friday afternoon, we do have some congestion on the Southern Beltway. Actually, some lane restrictions are contributing to a lot of that. 215 westbound at Green Valley, 215 west at Gibson. You're touch and go as you work your way through there. Heavy volumes in the resort corridor of the 15. It's only going to pick up in the next couple of hours. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour there, southbound 15 at Oakey, northbound 15 at Russell. Also, some slow flows on the 515. Some people still call it the 95, but the people in Henderson like the 515. Eastbound at Eastern, 515 west at Charleston, and minor delays on Cheyenne both directions at Decatur.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights looking to take a 2-1 series lead against Montreal this evening as the series shifts to Montreal for games 3 and 4. It's going to sound a little bit different. The Golden Knights were allowed to host sellout crowds of 17,920, while the Canadiens, they are going to allow just 3,500 fans into the arena tonight. The Las Vegas Aviators, they lose to Tacoma yesterday 11-7. Series continues tonight. Miguel Romero on the mound. The Las Vegas Aces, they beat New York yesterday 103-76. They are not scheduled to play again until Friday when they are going to match up against Minnesota on the road. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Paid for by Protect My Car. Restrictions may apply. Plans and costs for coverage may vary. Call for details.
Yo, where's your car?
Man, my engine blew, and I can't afford to get it fixed, so no car for me.
Oh, man, that's why I got me an extended service plan. That way, that blown engine would have cost you nothing to repair.
Hold up. You're saying if I had gotten that plan before my engine blew, I could have got it fixed and paid nothing?
You got that right. Drivers covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for any covered repair bill ever again.
Man, I really should have called and got my car covered before this huge repair bill hit.
If you own a car, truck or SUV made from 1999 or higher, call 800-598-6035 right now to see if your car qualifies. All repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Just call 800-598-6035 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Call 800-598-6035 right now. Call now to find out how you pay nothing for auto repairs. Call 800-598-6035. That's 800-598-6035.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Another Kevin, Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board trustee, joining us. And I want to ask you about something that's a real touchy issue for a lot of parents, and that is the issue of promotion. Your kid is failing third grade. Should he be sent on to fourth grade? And that's kind of a great debate among educators and parents and administrators. What is the policy at Clark County School District for promotion?
Well, they say they have a minimum F, so they do promote, which is really sad. I think it's just to appease the parents. But bottom line is, the parents are a part of the equation. They got to make sure their child's learning also, Kevin. I believe that it's an equal process between the school and the parent. And a lot of times, we can't get the parents to participate with their children.
Well, but whose decision is it? In the past, I know parents and teachers and administrators collectively, you know, figure out what to do. But who is it that has the final say on promotion or retention?
The principals do. The principal. And they'll sit there with their staff and go over it. And they're very accurate what they're going to do. And they'll do what they can do to catch these children up. I've known a lot of the administrators, principals, i.e. principals, that just care about these kids, and they don't want anything to happen to them. They want to make sure that they get from K to 12 and they go on their merry way and become successful citizens.
And you've been around this education thing for a long time. You've dedicated your adult life to our children in the Clark County School District. And I'm just curious about what we can expect. Can summer school bridge the gap? I mean, we're already 49th or 50th in so many different areas. Can one summer school session bridge that gap?
My opinion, no. These kids almost lost 2 years of school, Kevin, and face-to-face learning. And remember, and not with their friends. I mean, because that's social-emotional learning. That means being with kids, seeing eye-to-eye, you know, running around, doing what they're going to do as being kids. Kind of took a lot out of all of them. Even the teachers, it took them out. So, again, when August 9th comes along, there's going to be some different things going on, and I hope they have enough people that can help these kids out socially and emotional, because now you'll be able to see in their eyes and see what went on during those 2 years of what prevailed now is to what led us up to now, which is, again, there's going to be a lot of kids being socially hurt, like, you know, psychologically hurt, and we need to find that out, because that's going to hurt our community, Kevin.
And is this something that we can fix? For instance, the record suicides. I mean, that's pretty horrible. I mean, we had at one point, I think, 2021 suicides. The number may be well north of that by now. You know, things like that. Are those fixable things?
Absolutely. It's called paying attention. And again, it goes back to the parent. What are you asking your child each and every day? I used to be the chairman of the Nevada Suicide Teen Task Force, and we actually had the lowest teen suicide 3 years ago in the United States. Can you fix that stuff? Absolutely. It takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of rigor to talk and teaching, because you can teach to stop all this madness, even with adults, Kevin. All it tells is, that little caring aspect, going the extra mile of asking somebody how they're feeling today. Again, it can be fixed. Absolutely, Kevin.
I want to take you totally out of education to something that I saw last night that just drove me nuts, and that is Governor Sisolak's $5 million vaccination lottery. And this notion that somebody, it might be you, it might be me. Can you imagine if I won $1 million prize out of this lottery? What do you make of it? And I'm not sure if you've been vaccinated or not been vaccinated, but I'm just curious what you think of this idea where we're bribing people to get the vaccine.
I think it's kind of bad because you're losing taxpayers' dollars, and now they're going to get, they want these kids, they're pushing kids to get vaccinated. Again, I was a kid that had the measles shot, and it screwed up my knees when I was a kid.
Oh,
and
really?
It was a bad dose. Yes. So, am I afraid of the kids getting some of the shots? And now he's kind of giving an incentive for these kids to get a shot. I have a hard time with that, because to me that's reckless. And I don't care when you're 18, over 18, you have a you can decide what you want. But for a kid, for a child, I think it's wrong how he's setting this up. Again, that's my opinion, because the parents should, and incentivizing stuff like that, because people are hungry for money, as you know, right now. And people do bad stuff when they want money. So to me, I just wish you would have let the kids off this list and worry about the adults.
And I don't know if you saw it, but a couple of nights ago on Hannity, former President Trump said that they don't need to be vaccinating young children, and that it's unnecessary. And by the way, as to the money, it's not local money, but it is federal money, our taxpayer dollars, that is going to fund this $5 million lottery beginning on July 8th. They're going to have, I think, 8 straight weeks of this thing. Somebody's going to become a millionaire.
Yes, they are.
And by the way, if it's you, remember your old buddy.
I'll have a big party with that. But again, like Hannity said, all this stuff that goes on, Kevin, if you're going to follow the science, let's follow the science. And I've been studying this COVID and whatever you want to call it, 19, and how they've gone about it, misinformation. The biggest misinformation, and if people haven't been following it, is Dr. Fauci himself. And they played political roulette with this. A lot of people lost family members and loved ones of friends. And I lost 7. And now they're playing this political, because they wanted one guy out of an office, which was really sad. And they lied. And then social media perpetuated that whole lie instead of letting people discuss stuff. Because let's face it, I don't know if you've seen Jon Stewart in the interview with Stephen Colbert. He was saying it came from China, it came from Wuhan, there's a virologist over there, and not a bat market, and they were messing with bats in that market. So I'm going to tell you what, I have a hard time with that. They need to go after these people and whoever perpetuated the lies, because again, I lost really good friends. I lost a lot. I mean, like I said, I'm sure people lost family members. Should have never done it, because nobody should ever lie about science, Kevin.
Isn't that the truth? We have just completed the 81st Nevada Legislature. You running for public office again? I hope you are.
Oh, I probably will. I always want to make a difference in the community. I'll announce it on you when they start drawing lines different. Of course, they're going to do redistricting, Kevin. As you know, I live on the cusp of certain areas, so I might not be where I'm going to be. but we'll find out where I'm going to be, and I will announce on your show if I do.
Oh, I can't wait. Front office. I can't wait. Kevin Child, thank you so much. To you, your mom, thank you. We'll talk again. And, hey, everybody, stay safe and stay cool, okay?
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks,
there you go. Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board trustee member, a guy that really cares about kids and students and schools. And we share that commitment to our kids. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hard-working Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one. Together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
I social distance because I want to see my friends.
I wear a mask to protect myself and the people around me.
I wash my hands frequently so I can return to school safely.
If taking these precautions means I can see my friends and return back to school,
let's all do our part.
Let's stay safe at school, Nevada.
Stay safe at school, Nevada.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Management, and your local emergency manager's office, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I don't know how many of you saw a lot of the clips that came out of the G7, the NATO visit, the visit with the Queen, the summit with Vladimir Putin. But I tell you what, it really pointed out that our president is not, he's just not up to it. I mean, he may mistook Syria for Libya or vice versa. And a lot of people have been asking the question, is the president up to the job of being president of the United States? He just completed an 8-day road trip, and he looked exhausted. I mean, he looked, even the events later this week, he looked really not very healthy. And it's interesting. I found this on Fox. Dr. Ronny Jackson. If you don't know who Dr. Ronny Jackson is, he is a former doctor for three presidents, I think, and now is demanding that Biden take a cognitive test. A lot of people are asking that. Trump did it, and he passed. I think he was like, I don't know, 100%, something like that. Let's go to cut two, because this is Dr. Ronny Jackson. He was on Fox this morning demanding that Biden take a cognitive test and be able to pass it. This was from Fox News Channel.
I've been saying that Joe Biden is not, he's not physically or cognitively fit to be our president right now. And I just think that he's not inspiring confidence in the American people. He's not inspiring confidence in our allies overseas. And more importantly, he's sending the wrong message to our adversaries overseas. This is a dangerous situation right now. I feel like we really need to know what's going on, Sean. I think that if you remember the mainstream media and the far left and the Democrats, they were relentless in their pursuit of me when I was taking care of President Trump, just demanding that he have a cognitive test, that he have a physical exam that included a cognitive test. They said that every president should have that. It should be the new standard, that we should know that our commander-in-chief and our head of state is capable of leading the nation. And so we did. We submitted to that. President Trump, as you mentioned, he had a perfect score on his cognitive test, an outstanding performance. And I'm saying that is the new standard. The precedent has been set, and I'm asking Joe Biden and his medical team to get out there and to get this physical exam done, get this cognitive testing done, and get the results back to the American people. We need to know that we can trust our president, and we need to know that he's in charge of what's going on, and that someone else is not pulling the strings from behind the scene, because that's what it looks like is happening right now.
And by the way, if you're wondering, he is currently talking about Ronny Jackson. Dr. Jackson is now a congressman from Texas. So this is not just some former presidential physician asking that the president do the cognitive test. This is a member of Congress, and there are other members of Congress who've been asking about this as well. I'm going to be really honest with you. I don't know that he'll be able to pass one. Now, just so you know, in the interest of full disclosure, every year I have a concierge doctor, and they do a wellness test, and part of it is memory and cognitive skills and what day is it, and apple, table, penny. They give you three words, and then they walk away, and then they come back 5 minutes later and say, give me those words, apple, table, penny. You know, and fortunately, I have passed every time. But I guess what I'm saying is, what would it hurt, and what would the president be afraid of if he said, sure, Let's do one of these things. The time has come for this president, because there's so much of a question as to whether he could pass it. I don't know, but I will tell you that he, you know, if you look at, and gosh, gentleman Jim Dallas was telling me he was looking at pictures of Obama before and after, and the presidency takes a lot out of you. And a guy that's, what is he, 78 years old. That would be That would be telling. And do we want a president that's not really all there? Is that what we really want? This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Now, Coach, on your show Financial Safari, you often talk about case studies and successful retirements, and you use the term spend and leave. Break that down for me.
You know, Albert Einstein once said that, you know, a mistake you learn from, right? That's good. He said, but that makes you smart to learn from your own mistakes. He said, but geniuses learn from other people's mistakes. Steve, let's learn from other people's successes. Let's be even more of a genius. You can learn a lot from somebody messing up, but all you know is what not to do. Mm-hmm. So let's tell you what you should do. We need to have that lifetime income plan. And, Steve, this needs to be done as soon as possible. People are saying, well, Coach, I'm not retired yet. I shouldn't worry about income plan. Yes, you should. If you're 50 or older, it's time to start looking at the risk you're taking, the diversification you're taking in the market, but more importantly, how much money have you dedicated to lifetime income? Steve, you're paying yourself when you do this. You're putting money away. It's going to grow. It's going to protect the growth. And then when you decide you're going to get lifetime income, we'd like to have more than one of these. We'd like to have four or five different buckets of income in retirement. And then we activate them when we choose. Therefore, you have inflation protection. You have tax protection, too. If your tax bills go up, you've got a bucket to reach in to pay the taxes. Taxes are never going away, by the way. Do you think so?
I don't think so at all. I think they're going up.
Yeah, they're here. So we need a tax navigation strategy. We call it a TNS to make sure that where your money is in the right place. And if it's not, we can help give you directions to get your money in the lowest taxable environment possible. You're always going to have to pay taxes, but you don't have to pay more than you're supposed to. So let's make sure you do that and get your lifetime income plan, $1,000 value. The next 20 people who call right now, there'll be no cost or obligation.
Yeah, that sounds great. Coach, call 888-702-6932 or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932. That's right. We make it easy for you. Text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us, gentlemen. Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass. And, of course, tonight, 5 o'clock, more of the NHL semifinals. But the Montreal Canadiens, am I right, are going to be without a head coach?
Yeah, it's kind of an oddity. Apparently, he got. We're talking about Dominique Ducharme. He's isolating from the team right now. He tested positive for COVID-19 9 days, Kevin, after he got his second COVID-19 shot.
No.
Kind of an oddity. So, what they're saying is, well, they have to check up to 14 days after that COVID-19 shot. So, apparently. Something took hold. Don't know how that works, but in any event, he's not going to be coaching their team tonight. And who knows if this is a false positive? Maybe he will be back, but otherwise, who knows what his status might be for the rest of who knows for maybe the rest of the playoffs.
Well, and there's the issue of can he travel on Sunday?
And that's a good question too. And they say that he's going to test again.